The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
And man, we could not be more excited to get rocking with one of the newest members of the defensive line for your Las Vegas Raiders, Christian Wilkinson. Christian, my goodness, we saw on social this morning, you get the Raiders chant going.
Raiders!
We see it in the presser. We do it again.
Hey, Raiders!
And now we sit here in the beautiful pod studio. Bring me home third time, big fella.
Raiders!
How many times you practice that before you come to the facility?
Man, it's just natural. I just got here, felt the excitement, and I just couldn't hold it.
Let the spirits take over, man.
Absolutely, yeah. That's just right.
So let's start, man. Like, why the Raiders? Why at this point in your career, personally, professionally, like, what made sense for you to be here in Vegas for the next couple of years?
Yeah, I would just say kind of just what I've seen, from this organization and just from this team, especially last year, kind of once Coach took over, you just seen the potential and just what's being built here. And, just the vibe, the mindset, all that stuff is just great and something that I want to be a part of. And, just you could kind of just feel the whole be yourself kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. And, and I'm big on, a lot of who I am and the person I am, the player I am, is accepted and encouraged here. So that's stuff that, I can appreciate and want to be a part of, and just looking forward to, just being part of the nation.
I'm glad you brought up the kind of ability, just like be yourself and be who you are. Because we were talking to Gardner earlier today, and he said the same thing, being in a place where you can be accepted for being you and not having to put on and pretend like I'm this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
Like at this point in your career, like how important was that for you to have a guy like AP to say, yo, do what you do, be who you are?
No, that's very important. And me and Garner were kind of talking about it too. And we were just like looking at each other like Garner's this now vet, rusty, like underdog, unsung, And that's accepted here and just who he is and things like that. And just even for me, like obviously I'm me. Like I'm just personality, loose, like just all that stuff. So, as some people have seen and as Raider Nation will get to know more of me. But, it's great to just kind of, feel that from the top down of just being yourself. And, and that's important because you can't be the best player you can be if you're, trying to kind of trapped in a box or trying to kind of be conformed to one way. Like, you got to be yourself, got to let that out. And, that's how you get the best out of your players.
You and Gardner both in kind of a unique position last year where your teams both played the Raiders,
right?
Specifically post November 1st when Antonio Pierce kind of took over. And I was going back to that game, a game that the Raiders ultimately lost, but we heard from Tyreek and a bunch of other guys in that locker room who said like, yo, I don't know what they're doing over there, but it feels different.
Yeah.
It just, there's this sense of like them kind of figuring it out. Like when you go back to that game, like what kind of stands out to you?
No, definitely. Like we were all talking about it in the locker room. I think I'm like, dang, like, there's really some dogs over there. Like, they're just doing things the right way. And, like just the turnaround and just kind of like, I don't know exactly what it is or what it was, but I when this opportunity, presented itself, I'm just like, I want to be a part of that and, just be able to feel that and just add to it in whatever way I can and just be a small piece of the puzzle here.
You talk about adding to what the Raiders got built in here. And we go back to last year, Christian. I mean, the heartbeat of this team was the defense, the defensive
right.
line in particular. And coming into free agency, coming into the offseason, the fans are pounding the desk saying, get Max Crosby some
right.
help, get Max Crosby some help. Well, help has arrived in a very big, substantive way. Like, how stoked are you to get the chance to work with number 98?
Man, I'm really excited for that just because, again, like, Max probably my favorite player in the league. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here now, but I've always felt that way. Again, he just does everything the right way. He handles his business. He plays with a motor, plays with passion, and you just see that, and it's clear. And I think that's why he's so well-respected around the league is just because, he just does it all the time, consistently, nonstop. And how can you not want to play with a guy like that? And, and then there's other guys on the D-line, too, that You know, and just on the defense as well, that, you know, you want to play with too. You know what I mean? Just because they're gritty, they're tough, they're nasty. There's some dogs in there, and you know, I just want to be able to, like I said, add to it in any way I can.
If it's family friendly, what did Max say to you when he found out that you were coming to Vegas?
He's just saying, let's go, baby. Like, you know, I'm excited. Yeah, I'll keep the clean.
Yeah,
family friendly stuff.
That's my ass.
No, exactly. No, he's just like, let's go. Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm glad you're gonna be a part of it. And you know, I'm just like, hey, bro. Like, I'm just glad I could come here, be a part of it with you, and help you out, and let's just go win.
You know, kind of in a football sense, right? Like, make me a little bit smarter, where, you know, everyone, you know, sees what Max does, the guy who doesn't take plays off, very much similar to yourself. But, you know, when you have the outside rush cooking like it is here last year, now we had a beast in the middle bringing some heat in the interior. Like, what does that do for a defense as a whole?
Well, thank you. I humbly appreciate that. But really just, you know, like, There's so much little intricacies of the game and position that, like, you know, we can build, grow, and develop together, you know, just kind of working together, rushing together, playing the run the right way, and all those little intricacies of the game and the position that, you know, we'll be able to, that we can, you know, improve on and be good at, and just to really make this thing work. You know, Max does a good job rushing, doing his thing, and, you know, I can do a good job of, like, you know, kind of playing off of him potentially, you know, and again, like I said, it's got to be built. You know, and with Malcolm and other guys, like, you know, so again, the possibilities of this team and of this D-line and of this defense, you know, are endless, and I just want to contribute however I can.
You know, you and Max are two dudes that have a lot of similarities, and I think one of the first ones that come to mind is guys that stay on the field a lot, guys that don't come off the field. It's something that Max takes a ton of pride in. He goes, yo, like, I'm out there 99%, 100%. It's not as very similar to you. Like, how is that aspect of your game? Like, how is that like something that's important to you?
No, I just take so much pride in that, you know, and just – and I know, too, for a guy like Max, too, like, just even talking with him, it's like you want to be out there and you want to be, a reliable for your teammates and, you know, and help in any way, shape, or form you can. And that starts with off-season work, everything. There's so much just doing everything right, the right way, to be able to do that. There's a lot of work that goes into being able to do that, and it's something we both take a lot of pride in. And, you know, you want to play 100% of snaps if you can, and, you know, that's what you train for, because sometimes that might be what it really will take. You never know how this game goes. So.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it a bunch last year from Max where, like, we needed him to be on the field 100%
absolutely.
Of the times, and he was able to answer that call every single time, which is pretty, pretty cool. But, you know, you come to Vegas now, some fresh faces, certainly, but some faces that you recognize a little bit as well. Patrick Graham here at the D.C. Like, just how excited are you to get a chance to kind of reunite with him and kind of get this thing cooking with gas again?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited. You said PG, Robbie, you know, there's so just guys I'm familiar with, you know, and I'm just looking forward to it. You know, that definitely helps and makes it easier having a little bit of rapport and a relationship with those guys. But again, like, everything I get here, I want to earn. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting started with the guys, earning the respect of my teammates, and just really, you know, showing the guys around here, you know, what I'm building, the right stuff. And just that's just very important, building that relationship with people, not just the players, not just the team, coaches, just everybody who goes from the people cleaning up the building to the people, you know, cooking the eggs. You know, I already try to build that relationship with those people because, you know, everybody's a part of it. And when you got everybody kind of on the same court and just locked in and everybody invested on nothing else but winning and doing your best for everybody in the organization, then that's the right stuff, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And something that we talk about Max again, too, that's something Max really believes in a big way as well. It's like to your point, the guys who are making breakfast, the folks who are making sure that everything here is rocking and rolling, just as big as the 53 guys on the roster there. But, you know, going back to Patrick Graham for a sec, like, at this point in the game for you, like, how nice is it, like you said, just to have that familiarity, not to be asked to learn something that's completely new, completely different, and to be able to certainly kind of pick up some changes that PG's made in the past couple seasons, but to kind of have that base of knowledge for 24?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just kind of you know who he is as a coach. So, you know, it's not like you're having to, you know, learn, you know, those, you know, there's, you know, like, there's already that familiarity. So, you know, we could kind of just hit the ground running, work. He knows me, I know him. And, you know, we kind of just know each other a little bit and, you know, just kind of go from there and just build off of that.
You know, we were reading a bunch of stories about you when we knew you were coming in, and one of the my favorite ones was about your financial frugality, let's call it. A dude who likes to make sure that we're not wasting any money in any way, shape, or form. So now, obviously, you come in, the big new deal here in Las Vegas. Like, is there going to be a big purchase, or is this going straight in the savings account like it used to go?
Nevada is a no state. No,
you are correct, sir.
Okay, so that might have been intentional as well. just to speak a little bit more to my frugality and things like that, you know. Yeah, but anyway. But I don't know. We'll see. Like, I'm really not a guy who cares for all that stuff, honestly. I just care about football and being my best. Like, all that other stuff, I'll maybe 10, 15, 20 years down the line, we'll see. But right now I'm just locked in on playing ball and just being the best I can and, you know, keeping my life simple and just being the best I can be on the field.
Music to the fan base's ear.
Yeah.
I will say, though, man, you got the memo, right?
Yeah.
For the silver and black. Like,
absolutely.
There's no confusion there about what colors to wear in this building. Looking very excellent today, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I wish you had a camera in here. I don't know. You got
We do.
Okay,
this is you right here, man. Show up.
Oh, okay, cool. Where's my camera?
This is you right here.
You know.
So let's talk through the lining of the coat here for a second. What we got cooking on the inside?
So, and it's just funny because I've had this suit for years, but I guess it was destiny and meant to be. So I got the silver and black on, you know, and then inside I got blackjack, you know, all aces and kings. So, you know, it's fitting for Vegas, fitting for Raider Nation with the colors. So, yeah, I no better suit to wear the first day in the building.
100%, man. And getting a chance to hear your press conference earlier, it's really, really cool to kind of hear your excitement, your understanding, your appreciation of our history too.
Absolutely.
Which is a really important deal organizationally, kind of understanding the folks that came before us and having a respect for the people that have come after us as well. So congratulations, man. A huge day for you and the family. Best of luck going forward, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.